The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
That's right, including this one. Jerry Reed sponsors?
No, it's brought to you by Sante Center for Healing and Mark Spain Real Estate.
Thank you very much. Well, I wanted to do this earlier this week when it made a little more sense time-wise. I figured, oh, Monday will be right on the heels of White Elephant Day.
Yeah.
So it'll make more sense. There's a couple things I wanted to do this week during the ramp. One, we'll probably end up holding until we're back. Not next week, but the week after. We have mornings that whole week, the week, I guess, of New Year's. And that is the payoff to the Reddit roast me thing.
My God.
Because I did finally get my photo posted, and it was mighty popular over on the Reddit roast me site, which, if you don't know what that is, you just post a photo of yourself or couple of photos and let the internet have their way with you.
I actually came across that on Reddit yesterday. I didn't even look for the roast me, but I saw you on Reddit and I saw that there was a lot of comments.
Oh yeah,
a lot.
There were a lot.
What is it with you and Reddit? Just like flies to honey.
Think of all the times that you've accused me of being perhaps thought of favorably on Reddit and toss all that out of the window when you look at what was said on this roast me.
The universe has rebalanced itself.
It's, boy, we are swinging the other way as that thing is well over 1,000 comments. It's at 1,200.
1.3 million comments.
And most of them on here, they max out at like 300, 400, maybe 500. And there's me, yeah, holding up my sign. And it's at 1,200.
Oh my God.
So
that's
we'll
not
have
the
to,
universe recreating. It's being thrown into a black hole.
We'll have to go, I'll have to go through and find some good ones to read you guys. This was, as someone who will have no problem laughing at himself, this pushed me to my limits because it got pretty brutal in this thing, as it ranged anywhere from just simple haha, you're fat and you're missing your leg, to I hope no one shows up to your funeral tomorrow.
It gets
awful. Well, and I even had like good friends texting me like, why would you put yourself through this? What's the point of that
for minimal payoff?
It's like, dude, we will do anything to fill time.
Burns a segment.
We got nothing else. That's why.
And if that means just let the internet flay my nuts open, we do what we must. But yeah, we'll cover some of that in our last week, including my return Christmas gifts to my coworkers.
That's not even necessary.
Yeah, I got to hand those out as well.
No, we got you gifts. This was a year where we wanted to just pay you back and nothing in return, pal.
DJ, I insist. I'm going to have to insist. But the White Elephant Day cleanup I wanted to do here was we did the morning shift. You, me, Ham was there. Baldy, our ticker man, was there. And Mino. And we told some of our most embarrassing stories, which for Baldy and Mino was the problems with their nuts. Well documented. And also, Baldy liked letting churchgoers know that he does not agree with their religion showering them in sweet tea. But by the time we got to my story, it was too late. So I will regale you guys now with perhaps my most embarrassing story. So you guys know I work another job.
What?
And before I started working full-time here, I had to go there into an office. And it was basically on a campus where hundreds of, or if not thousands of people had to go in as well. And where we would go in, you'd have to go in, you'd have to badge into this little, you know, thing that would open up for you to go inside.
You had to show your badge. What?
No, your badge.
Clearly said badge.
Dave.
Oh.
Touch the V.
You would show your badge, but right around this little common area, there would be two or three singular bathrooms.
Hot.
So that, you know, if you needed to use the bathroom before you made it to your floor, you could. Well, one day I was leaving work and decided, I think I can hold. I don't need to go to the bathroom. I'll just wait till I get home.
Same.
Because I live pretty close to my office, and it won't be a big deal. Well, as I'm wheeling out of the building and getting close to the badge area, I realize I don't think I'm going to be able to make it home. Let's play it safe here. We're going to make a quick detour into one of these singular bathrooms. Now, again, these are just one, you know, just one little commode, and it's this lock that you have to press inside when you go in, and especially when everyone's leaving, they're heavily trafficked. So I go in there, make my hell, unleash the butt symphony, full on Mozart.
You can just say use the restroom.
So I'm ripping the wallpaper off of the wall in the bathroom. And as I'm nearing, completion is the wrong word. As I'm finishing the task,
yeah.
I am starting to gather my things. And, you know, now we need to stand up and take care of any excess.
Yeah, we know how going to the bathroom works.
Well, some people, when they take care of this problem, they do it still sitting down. Mm-hmm. I am of the variety that has to stand up and do it. Well, as I do that, and I'm fully just beefing the door, I realize I did not lock the door.
Oh, dear.
And whoever needed to use the bathroom was also in a DEFCON 1 situation to where they were not going to knock and see. They were just going on, if this door is locked, someone's in here. If not, I'm all clear. And right when I stood up and my little thumbtack is hanging out, the door flies open. And me and this like 50-year-old Indian man lock eyes.
Why does it matter that he's Indian?
Just paint a picture here.
Paint something else.
And I am just, you know, frantic, like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'm trying to pull up my pants, and he just kind of freezes, I guess. Like, I don't really understand why he didn't immediately
leave.
Hey, now.
Yeah, like, it took him a second. Like, I think he was debating if he should just wait for me to finish so he could go in there. After a couple of seconds, he finally realizes, okay, I'm going to come back. But now, I have, again, fully frontal flashed this dude.
Well, it was probably like a soldier's first time on the battlefield.
Just
like, nothing can prepare you for the first time you see something that no one should ever have to see.
Oh, he probably went through some shell shock.
His life flashed before his eyes.
Nom flashbacks.
Because I can assure you, he saw a mess. He saw just, you know, me pouring out of some giant Tommy Hilfiger jeans. Things were not situated the way I would have preferred if someone had to see me in that situation.
Did he startle you and have to go again?
No, he didn't startle the last one.
Oh, cool.
I had taken care of that myself. What? That's why I had to go in there. But he, and then I was like, God, now I hope I don't have to have the uncomfortable walk out of him standing there as I leave. But I'll be damned if I don't take care of my business. At this point, I'm moving slower, hoping that another bathroom will open up for him.
Right.
No.
And no, that did not happen. And so now I go out and we have to cross paths. And as I'm wheeling out, you just, as I'm going away, issue the meekest, sorry about that.
Sorry.
And I just walk off.
And then you vapor trail out of there as quick as you can.
That's and awesome. To this day, I wonder, I have not seen that guy again. Because, I mean, where we worked was such a big place.
I'd love to talk to that guy's therapist and how much money and how many sessions have been spent
the
discussing
Rorschach
this.
Paintings that he's had to
yes.
decipher to.
It's just the inside of the bowl that he saw.
Like I don't understand how he even considers himself a man with that.
Was this pre-COVID?
Yes.
So did Monty go home?
He's I did like, not have COVID penis.
Please let there be a pandemic so I can work from home. And
I'm just begging, yeah. I'm just praying to the Wuhan gods. Please let them be a shut down our office.
I don't want to come back in here. I will say, though, even if you're in a public bathroom and you do lock the door correctly and someone comes and, like, tries to open the door, even that is nerve-wracking.
Oh, you're praying.
You wonder, did I actually lock it or does the lock actually work on this door? Because I'm about to be caught in a very compromising position.
Yep.
In the event that I'm actually in the bathroom and that's happening where somebody's trying to get into the locked bathroom I'm in, I kind of lean into it and I start going, like he's breaking in and I'm like
screaming?
Yeah.
Like you're giving birth in there?
Yeah. Just to freak them out and buy me some more time.
That is a good call. I'll do that even in our bathroom when I don't want someone to even try. If I'm sitting in there and I hear someone come in, I'll just start clearing my throat.
Yeah, make a little noise and let them know that you know that
wait,
they're there.
I just start
here.
Singing.
I don't start singing.
That exactly. I'm calling out what's plopping out.
Boy, yeah.
It's a weird reaction.
What do you mean you're like identifying it as it comes out?
That's a chicken strip.
Sam and Patty.
Nerd rope.
French fries.
All right.
Well, that's pretty embarrassing.
It was not fun.
I think that would have taken the cake on White Elephant Day is by far the most embarrassing story that was told.
Awful. Just awful.